When I first read about your proposal, I couldn't help but think, well, no Tylenol before? You know, Tylenol's been around for a long time.
Yeah, EMS right now has basically two options for pain control. It's IV narcotics or things that are just like position of comfort, splinting, putting an ice pack on it. And there's nothing between cold pack and narcotic. EMS, the 911 system, was historically designed for emergencies, right? The idea is if somebody is hit by a car and has a broken leg, they're almost like a battlefield injury. They're in terrible pain. And if you're going to be in an ambulance with them for 30 minutes or 40 minutes, you got to do something about that. So that makes sense. At some point, EMS became a system that many people access for, you know, more urgencies than true hit by a car emergencies. People who have chronic back pain that's, or even just acute back pain that's much worse in the middle of the night and they can't take it anymore. Those people get in the ambulance and they're in pain and somebody wants to do something about it. All they have is IV narcotics.
I guess I'm wondering why it's taken so long for this to be brought up as a possible solution.
I'm far from the first person to comment on this. This is something that's been discussed by many of us EMS medical directors at the regional level in the South Coast area and at the state level. Many paramedics comment on this as sort of an absurd situation. And there have actually been a lot of things now proposed, and I believe the state is going to come out with some changes soon.
What do those changes look like?
Likely, they're going to offer by mouth ibuprofen, by mouth Tylenol, and IV options for ketorolac, which is a anti-inflammatory. It's sort of in the family of ibuprofen. And then there's a final option, which is IV acetaminophen. And that last one is an option that Acushnet EMS had been pushing to get added into the protocol. And in April, I was able to offer it up to the state.
Do you imagine that if you have the acetaminophen on the ambulance, that you still might be hearing from patients who maybe aren't in a ton of pain but want those higher level drugs?
One thing we have to do is we have to get rid of this mindless expectation that we're going to make everybody pain-free. I'm sure if you've ever been to the hospital, somebody's asked you to rate your pain on a scale of 1 to 10, and that pain scale really just has to go away. It's a terrible idea because some people hear that they're supposed to rate their pain, but other people hear, how seriously would you like me to take you?
Are there any drawbacks to Tylenol? I did read that it is a lot more expensive than fentanyl.
IV acetaminophen, that's the Tylenol, is a very safe medication overall. It doesn't really have a lot of dangerous side effects. It's safe in pregnancy. It's safe in kidney disease. As far as cost, it's something like $35 for a gram dosed of IV Tylenol. And that's about like 350 times more expensive than a pill of Tylenol. But the IV Tylenol works much quicker. And $35 a dose, yeah, it's expensive. One opioid addiction could cost like $100,000, no problem to the system.
Well, Dr. Bivens, thank you so much for talking with us and helping us to understand how our emergency services work and what might be coming down the pike.
Great, thank you. I appreciate it.